podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
For Autosport.com and Autosport Magazine, I'm Martin Lee, and this is the Autosport Podcast. Aston Martin unveiled their aggressive revamp for 2023, their brand new Formula One car, saying it was a design without compromise. This is the AMR23. After a tough start to last year, the Silverstone-based squad actually made really good progress last year. Technical director Dan Fallow said that the new car was 95% different from its predecessor. And we certainly saw that when the car revealed itself on stage. Revised front wing, new side pods, and a more aggressive sweeping inner ramp, a new engine cover as well, and a larger roll hoop inlet. So we sent our men Jonathan Noble and Luke Smith to go and have a look at the car and talk about what's going to be a big year for Aston Martin with a new star signing in Fernando Alonso. And I had a chat with Luke for our YouTube channel. Here it is.
Can you tell us about the car and how much of a change is it from last year?
Yeah, I would love to show it to you, Martin, but it was in that space there, but unfortunately it has now gone. But yes, we did get a chance to see it with the launch. And firstly, it's green. It's a very similar livery to last year. There's a little bit more black on it. The idea is from the top down, I think it'll look a bit more black, but from the side on, very, very green. And the car is, it's an evolution in many ways from what they did last year. But the team has said around 95% of the parts are different compared to what was on last year's model. So I think they're going in the same kind of design direction. We saw they made a really good recovery midway through last year, ended up getting seventh in the championship, narrowing this out to sixth. And I think that put them on a good path. So they really do want to continue on with that path and what they're doing this year. Dan Fallows, technical director, ex-Red Bull, of course, he said that there's a lot of changes to this car, obviously, for this year, but he reckons about two-thirds of it will be different by the end of the season. They kind of look at it probably at the end of the year and go, oh, that looks quite old. So expect a lot of change from Aston over the course of this season. But to begin with, yeah, really good that we've actually seen the actual AMR23 today. And again, a very bold statement from Aston and what they're doing with a very big launch here at Silverstone.
We can hear the party going on behind you. If you were to swing the camera around, there's a big old shindig going on. But tell us about the big story of the winter for Aston Martin, Fernando Alonso arriving. You've spoken to him. How's he feeling about what could be, I mean, never say never with Fernando, what could be his final big move in Formula One?
Well, he said himself that he is treating it as probably the last team he will race for in Formula One. That move to Aston Martin was the bombshell that really kicked everything off in the driver market for last year. But he said after his initial test in Abu Dhabi that he was 100%+ happy. He was really, really comfortable with his decision to join Aston Martin for this year. And I said to him, so where have you been after the winter? Like, what's the feeling now? And he said, with every single day, I just get happier. He really feels this is probably his best shot at getting that 33rd win. 33, it's becoming a thing on Spanish social media, apparently, among Fernando's fans, hoping he can fight for another race win. It's been nearly a decade since he last won a Formula One Grand Prix. And who knows, maybe a third world championship. He is, however, keeping his expectations and his feet firmly on the ground. He said that he doesn't reckon it's going to be this year. He said the important thing about this year is to make it a good baseline for the future. Hopefully that Aston Martin, in their five-year plan, can fight for championships and wins, whether he is here or not, to actually see the fruits of his labour.
Well, Aston Martin have swapped out one multiple world champion for another multiple world champion. But what are the realistic targets for the team this year? Made a good recovery towards the end of last year. Can they roll that through to this season?
I think that's definitely the hope and what they want to do. And I think that what we're seeing with Aston Martin is a team that is investing a lot of money. Lawrence Stroll, he was up on the stage behind me without unveiling the car. And he said, when I'm passionate about something, I do it to its very best. I do it until I win. And you can really feel that commitment. He's thrown everything to make this team work and make it really, really good. It's been very impressive, the signings they've made. But miracles don't happen overnight in Formula One. To go from being P7 in the championship to fighting at the very front of the grid, particularly with the big three teams being as dominant as they are, it's just not to be expected. So I think for Aston, it's about being in that midfield. They want to try and lead that midfield fight. Alonso said he expects some difficult races to begin with Aston Martin, given it'll take him a bit of time to get up to speed with the team and adjust all of its systems and how the car is doing, finding the right setup window and things like that. But he said hopefully by the end of the season, we're in a position where if an opportunity does come our way, if there is, say, changeable conditions, if there is a crazy race, think of the ones that Esteban Ocon or Pierre Gasly have won in the last few years, that Aston Martin can be the team that's there taking that opportunity and hopefully capitalising on a big result.
So I want to know, this is going to be the third year of Aston Martin's five-year plan to be competitive, to get race wins. They're spending some money, and not just that bar that I can hear at the party happening behind you right now, because last time you were there, I think you had the hard hat and high vis on. You're watching the factory being built today. Well, it all looks nice and shiny in the background. How is that new factory coming along since last time you were there?
It is really, really coming along. When we last came here, it was a few months ago, it was very impressive what they're building, but it was very much bare bones. And although we've only been in a small part of the factory today, we've definitely got a little bit more of a flavour of where they're going with things. Very impressive event they've put on here. And you can really feel, I think, the way that they're moving along with what they're doing. And Dan Fallows, he joked that it's going to be good to have everything under one roof. At the moment, it's kind of under three roofs, because they've got the new factory they're building, the current one that they're in at the moment, that's going to be knocked down at some point as well. There's a real, real good vibe, I think, about this team and where it's going. A lot of excitement. And they know it's not going to be overnight either. I think they know it's going to take time for the wind tunnel to get online, for all of its sort of facilities to really get up to speed to be fighting at the very front of Formula One. But as you say, it's year three of the five-year plan. They feel they're on track. And I think this is going to be an important path in that journey to see if they can get back to the front of the grid by year five in 2025.
Let's talk about Fernando Alonso, the ultimate political player in many ways. That big incident last year between him and Stroll, and we knew that's the team he was going to, and he brushed it off. Yeah, no problems. Just a racing incident. But hey, this is Mr. GP2 engine. So if he's not happy, he will let people know. Given the history of friction with Fernando Alonso at some teams he's been at, what do you think that relationship is going to turn out like this year?
I think that's one of the big things everyone is waiting to watch through 2023, really. Fernando said today, he said, "I'm very demanding. I want the absolute best out of my team. I want the full commitment." But he said that everything he's seen from Aston Martin so far has really reflected that. It does feel that the team is giving him just as good as he gives, I guess, in terms of his demands and what he does want. He was also asked about the relationship with Stroll and how that might work. After all, he's racing for the team that's owned by his teammate's father. So it's a bit of an interesting dynamic. He said, look, it's just like any other teammate relationship. He said it's a bit interesting given that Lance is so much younger. But he said that if ultimately it gets to the point where he can lead Aston Martin towards the front, but then it's Lance one day after Fernando retires, who's fighting for wins, maybe championships, he'd be very proud of that. He'd love to see that. But we'll see. Obviously, it's all very easy in pre-season to kind of have a bit of banter back and forth. There was a nice moment when a child asked a question during the TV interviews. And he said, "Who was your racing hero?" And he said, "Oh, Fernando Alonso." And Alonso kind of looks at Stroll and sort of taps him on the nose like that. It was quite a nice moment. And I think that right now it's very nice to have that kind of banter. And I think that ultimately, though, this is a long-term project. And I think both of them know that they're not going to be winning world championships tomorrow. Therefore, work together, get to the front. But we know what Fernando's like. We know how much he pushes and how much he wants from the team. But it might just be with Aston Martin. He's found a team that really fits that mentality. Could actually lead them back to the front.
Well, we'll let you go and enjoy half a shandy at that shindig that's happening behind you. Enjoy the party. Go and pick up on a few more Formula One whispers that I know you're so good at doing. The team launches don't stop there, though. Next, we will go to Ferrari. Haven't got to wait long for that one. We'll dispatch our man Roberto for that one, and we'll talk to him on this channel. If you like what we're doing here with launch season and you're not subscribed yet, make sure you do. It really helps us get an understanding. If you like these videos that we're making during launch season, give us a thumbs up as well and leave us a comment. Let me know what you think about the team launches that we've seen so far. Can Fernando Alonso keep it cordial with a teammate, especially if things don't go too well this year? What do you think? Let us know in the comments below. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.